Now, this is weird. I have done some freaky shit.
Hey, boys, I have a headache.
That makes absolutely no goddamn sense whatsoever.
Movies in the Buff.
Welcome back to Movies in the Buff, where we strip down, objectify, and thoroughly violate your favorite movies. Here's your team of debauchery. We have lovely Lisa.
Braveheart meets high school.
And Carl.
Okay, so we've got a movie with Gene Simmons, Lyle Lovett, Tommy Lee, and Vanilla Ice, and it still manages to have the funkiest soundtrack since Evolution.
You know, Carl, I actually expected you to do a joke about, while you're doing her, think of me.
No, that's okay.
I really did.
Well, who's the bitch now?
Anyway, if you haven't guessed, we will be buffing tonight The New Guy. Not literally. Sorry, guys. I am not buffing DJ Qualls. Even if I was gay, I've got better standards. But,
Just for that sentence alone, we should have done this movie with a guest host.
I wanted to. I really did. And I could not get anybody to respond currently or quickly enough to get in. So I'm sorry about that, guys. Anyway, tired of being hassled, a high school geek purposely gets expelled, then ends up in jail, where a street smart inmate tutors the teen in badass cool. That's literally on there. After he's released, he enrolls in a new school under an alias, but can he keep up the ruse? Seriously, these descriptions really need to watch the movie before writing them. They've got everything all out of line. And for the record, this stars DJ Qualls, which DJ Qualls is a very hit-and-miss actor. Like this, I actually kind of liked. He's done several things that I kind of like or I really like, and then he's done several things that I'm just like, what the fuck?
He was one of those what the fuck movies. I've seen him in a lot of stuff that usually the ones I've seen him in I liked.
Honestly, Road Trip.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I can give you that. I mean,
he's probably the best example.
He was one of the best actors in it, if that tells you anything.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, Road Trip was his first, feature film.
True.
That he was credited in.
I loved him in The Core.
Yeah, I did too. That was
that was
much
really
better
good.
Than this to me.
Uh-huh. I hated him in the TV show My Name Is Earl.
I never saw that.
I didn't either.
He plays the opposite of Crabman in a similar relationship, only reversed. I don't remember him in Lost at all. But anyway, point being made is I find DJ
I don't either, and I watched the entire every episode of Lost.
Apparently, it was only in one episode.
Yeah.
But this also stars Eliza Dushku. Oh my god, I just nutted.
Yeah, and I forgot she was in this before watching it.
Am I the only one who didn't forget she was in it?
I remembered. And I still nut every time I see her in it.
Yeah.
Anyway, Zooey Deschanel, once again, nutted. Perry Shin, I don't really remember who that was. Lyle Lovett, Eddie Griffith, the list goes on.
So. Yes, and even the O'Connell boys had a...
Yeah, did anybody...
Yeah, and that was so weird.
Because they never play in anything together, the twins.
No. Yeah.
And,
Oh, Perry Shin is, did that sound gay?
Hmm. Right. Charlie O'Connell, what has he been in? I remember in Cruel Intentions.
Pretty much... Wait, what?
He was the jock that was sleeping with the gay guy.
Oh.
Yeah.
I did not remember that.
Yeah.
He
was conned.
Yeah, he does a lot of things. He specifically does a lot of things with his brother.
Oh, I so want to see this now.
What?
The video, he plays Judas in a video called To Kill a Mockumentary.
Oh, nice.
That sounds awesome. Actually. Anyway, moving into our like and dislike section. As you'll remember, we decided to start doing this at the beginning of the show so that we had a good standard foundation for what the rest of the show was going to be. So, Lisa, did you like or dislike this movie?
Oh, yeah. I was definitely very wet.
Oh, I really didn't need to hear that.
You asked.
Well, just for the record, after the movie, did you get any play?
Unfortunately, without air conditioning, no.
Oh, no, that's when it gets best, man.
No.
No, I can't breathe. That's I have a hard enough time breathing in without air conditioning, let alone trying to get some.
Yeah, we're going to have to edit that out. But
oops.
It's okay. Anyway, hot, sweaty sex. Where was I? Completely got lost there. Oh, right. I'm into the autoerotic asphyxiation thing. But Carl, like or dislike, were you hard or placid?
This is one of those movies that I have a hard time grading, simply because it's not, for the most part, it's not my kind of movie.
Oh, it's a teen movie. We all know teen movies.
I'm gonna say flaccid for about every scene that Elijah Dushku's not in.
Fair enough. See, I had a hard time grading it too, but only because I was masturbating so vigorously and. The Eliza Dushku scenes that...
Okay, I didn't need to hear that.
Payback's a bitch.
Yes, and I am one.
Anyway, in all seriousness, though, I'm going to have to go about half-staff with this movie, because there were some funny points. And there, it was goofy, it was over the top, but it was meant to be, and at least... I mean, the scenery chewing was obviously meant, and it was done well, and it wasn't completely overdone, which I realize is counterproductive to the... definition.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I thought they did it well enough that they squeaked by.
And Rod manages to coin the term underdone scenery chewing. Or understated scenery chewing.
Yes!
Chewing. That goes on Twitter.
That does. Anyway, so moving into our roundtable, I want to start this out with, I always get the same impression when I watch this movie. The first scene that I see in it, aside from obviously the kid dancing in his underwear, which is just disturbing. But first thing I think in the beginning of this movie is, whoa, wait a minute. That's Lyle Lovett. I could watch it 100 times, but the same thought I have every time.
I know.
And my second thought is, I can't believe that man married Julia Roberts for a short time.
Yeah.
Well, who do you feel sorry for there? No offense to anybody out there.
Hey. As long as you don't mind getting, you know, anal raping a baboon, Julia Roberts ain't half bad.
That's your opinion of her.
Nobody?
No.
No.
Seriously, her lips look like a baboon's ass.
Hey, Rod.
What?
I'm going to give that a very firm, nay!
Anyway, and... moving on, you have the blips, which is the worst coin phrase ever.
No, I actually don't mind that phrase so much.
Fair enough.
It didn't bother me. It was one of the few, it was one of the least bothersome things about the early parts of this movie.
Like, for example, Zooey Deschanel's arm hair? Or armpit hair.
Yeah, that was just kind of creepy.
Yeah. Sure,
even like my armpit hair. As femme as that may sound, I don't like it.
And the school counselor.
Wow, that's...
I don't know what to make of her.
I do.
There are times when I wanted to just Landfill. Slap her.
You know, okay, just for the record, just looking at this woman before she ever talked, ever.
Mm-hmm.
Just looking at her, my first thought was, that is the first time Picasso ever said, you've got to be fucking kidding me, man.
And well, the lady's sense of style, and I use that word very, very openly, that's not a style.
Oh my God, go to her IMDb page right now.
You know who she's making fun of, right? Or you know what the character's supposed to be, right?
Not really. No.
Okay, do you remember Pump Up the Volume?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay, do you remember the English teacher? From Pump Up the Volume.
Oh, yeah.
Not really.
That's who she's... That's the type of character she's making fun of. She is a parody of that character type.
They didn't do that one very well.
They did it very... They did it well enough that I wanted to kill the bitch.
Oh, there you go. Oh, wow.
I was thinking she was Mimi from Drew... What's his face?
Drew Carey?
Yeah, his TV show. Only a lot skinnier.
Seriously, if I was going to go with a makeup joke, I'd have gone with something like Ronald McDonald.
But
anyway.
I think Mimi was trying to be Ronald McDonald.
I did happen to kind of think that some of the dialogue with the counselor was kind of funny, but then it got overdone.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
The first scene, it was funny with her, but after that, it got old.
Mm-hmm. That was the thing. And I love it when she pats his ice pack. Nice pack.
Mm-hmm.
And the look he gives her is priceless.
But before that, you have the broke dick scene.
Which is just ridiculous on its face.
Is it possible?
Technically, yes. I have actually read a study where you can break the cartilage in your dick, making erections extremely painful.
Mm-hmm.
I bet.
But
as he pointed out, you can pee around a corner.
healing, it actually makes them very deformed.
Mm-hmm.
But,
I bet.
Yeah. From what I understand, and now thank God there were no pictures in this article, but it described it as turning the penis into an hourglass figure.
Ow.
Ow.
Yeah. So, anyway, let's move on from that, because I'm starting to actually physically hurt here.
Next scene.
Yeah. Then you have the Pastor Simmons.
Oh, God. And I so did not realize that was Gene Simmons until the credits. Yeah, I always forget that.
Well, I guess I've seen, Family Jewels enough that I recognize him without the makeup, but whose bright idea was it to make Gene Simmons a pastor? For one, he's Jewish.
Yeah, but that was actually a really funny scene. It was one of the few well done scenes in the early part of this movie.
True. But then, it was short-lived. It was funny. It was hilarious, actually.
We do need to go back just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Who enjoyed the fact he was feeding his pills for his Tourette's to the fish, and the fish spit it out?
Yeah.
Well, what cracked me up about that is, actually, you just said that. I wasn't even paying attention. The fact that the fish spit it out cracks me up.
Yeah. They gave me these pills for my Tourette's, and they're not working.
How many of us have been at that point, though? It's like, I'm trying to do this, and it's not working. I've got a bottle of whiskey in my hand when I do it.
Yep. I'm
trying to make myself go to sleep, and it's not working.
I'll second that. I tried that. The alcohol just didn't work. That time.
But anyway... Moving on, you get to meet Luther. I hated this character. I hate Eddie Griffiths in general. Like, I very rarely ever like anything he ever does.
I don't mind him.
The guy that played Luther, the black guy that taught him.
Oh. Actually, in this movie, he pulled it off. Just barely, but he pulled it off.
He says one phrase that I always... to this day feel like saying, and this is actually in a later scene, but I feel like saying it, and I have to physically stop myself every time I get that feeling coming on. Yes, indeedy, feed the needy. Ever since I heard him say it, stuck in my head. He says it in the scene where they're Luther-sizing, quote-unquote, and he has them climbing up the rope. After he sets it on fire, he goes, yes, indeedy, feed the needy.
I don't remember that. We had it on... closed captioning.
He says it.
Yeah.
But, anyway. I'm not a fan of Eddie Griffith. No offense to him. He's very successful, but...
My problem is when he says, are you looking at my Janet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like in the,
And then you get see the picture of the Janet, and that ain't his, I promise you.
It's a parody of the, jail mentality, the prison mentality. What I'm wondering is how you've got a guy in prison mixed in with a guy in the drunk tank.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how does this happen?
Oh, yeah. It's parody.
But, sorry, I was just looking up the guy that plays the fighter. Anyway, moving on. You meet Luther, then he sends Dizzy out to get expelled.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I would have had the guts to try half of these stunts in my high school.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that would have been fun.
I pulled some crazy shit. But nothing near like this. Taking the camera and feeding it into the stall. The principal's...
Yeah, enough on that one.
Oh. But,
that's my audience question for later.
Oh.
Although I will say my high school didn't have a camera, so I couldn't have done that one.
And we had all that stuff.
Yeah, and, you know, like it's actually possible to stretch the cables that far, but still.
No, what I would have wanted to do was we had a newscast that our high school students in our AV club basically put on every day, that aired every day. What I wanted to do was sneak in a scene like that into that newscast for the whole school to see.
Oh, God.
But I just never had the guts to do it. But then,
well, if your principal was anything like his principal, you wouldn't have had a thing happen to you.
That's insane, and I don't know. But then when he grabs that mop, I love the janitor in the window getting all scared and trying to get his attention.
Yeah.
Because it's so hard to walk around the fucking door.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh. But he goes back and he's Luther-sizing before he goes to his new school.
Mm-hmm.
That was a horrible... I mean, crazy eyes? Really?
Yeah, that was...
That was way over the top.
Yeah, it was too far.
No, and I get it. You know, it's a joke. Oh, ha, ha, ha. What bothers the hell out of me is later on in a scene at the party where he actually looks at the guy and says, "Don't make me do crazy eyes."
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
Seriously?
How would the kids at the high school even know what that was?
Because they've seen him do it before.
Yes, but how would they know what the name of it was?
Well, I could see them drawing that conclusion, but the problem is it's just, it's ridiculously goofy. It's like the little kid on the playground, "Don't make me tell my mama."
Uh-huh.
You know, it is. It's terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, and then you have the fight club, which cracks me up when he's teaching them how to fight.
Oh, yeah.
With the, did anybody have this as their quote?
No.
No.
Okay, I love it when he says, "Now what you want to do is you want to gouge the guy's eyes out so he can't see to fight." This kid's
whoa, it's a high school.
Oh, then you're going to want to fight dirty.
You're gouging somebody's eyes out. How is that not fighting dirty?
Oh. And then kick him in the balls and knee him in the head, because, you know, that's acceptable combat for a high school.
Yep.
But,
absolutely. I saw many a fight like that.
That was Carl's defense mechanism back in high school, wasn't it? But just for
I didn't go to high school with Carl.
Just for the record, when I was in high school, it was just knock them out before they could swing.
Yeah.
That was my...
Sometimes that didn't always work, though, you know?
It never failed me.
Yes, well, with shoulders like yours...
Anyway, where are we going? New high school. Oh, no. First, before that, any of that, the fact that Henry Rollins is the warden, I lost it.
I have no idea who that is.
Henry Rollins, he's a punk singer, basically. And he's done a lot of, especially in the late 90s, early 2000s, he did a lot of, like, MTV appearances, things like that. Basically, he's the badass of badassery. You know what I mean? He's just that person out.
Tommy Lee isn't badass enough for them?
Tommy Lee isn't badass. Tommy Lee is horny. And hung like a fucking horse.
Also, for the note, in, he's in Sons of Anarchy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's the skinhead's right hand man that raped Katie Siegel.
Okay.
But anyway, moving on. Then you finally get to see him in his new high school. Now, if nothing else about this movie gets you, that entrance is fucking awesome.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
They're getting dropped off by the prison guards, but that was awesome.
With the cannibal map.
Did anybody get a reminiscence of Con Air?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
During that scene.
The point.
That was the point.
Yeah.
That was just the first time I saw that. I'm like, wait, didn't they just steal that from Con Air?
Yep. And
then the cop whispering, "Good luck, kid."
The one part I liked on all this was he's got like a Brad Pitt thing going on.
Yeah, and then the the driver going, "I noticed sort of an Anne Hirsch thing."
Anne Hirsch, yes.
Hey, Hirsch, whatever.
Yeah, the only difference is boy or girl. I mean, I say that.
Exactly. Oh. I couldn't have said it better myself.
Anne Hirsch is like a flower in an Arkansas winter. Or, I'm sorry, Arkansas summer. Mm-hmm. I'm in, I'm out, I'm in. Anyway, moving on. What do I have next? Oh, the showdown on the tower. Because, yeah. That would be, just for the record, if I was to attempt this, that would be my luck.
Oh, yeah. Or mine.
Ass, and then everybody disappeared.
Yep. So we've got to drag him through the school.
This guy is three times the size of DJ Qualls. Mm-hmm. This doesn't seem physically possible.
It reminded me of kind of like how if you and Carl were to face off.
Yeah,
physically, that is just wow.
Although I will have to say that they overplayed how much Dizzy had to struggle to drag him around.
Dizzy may weighed what, 110?
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. He still should not have had that much trouble dragging him around.
I do like
dead
it.
Wait.
I do like it when he drops him and hits his head on the. Oh, what's it called? Trophy case glass.
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
Well, Carl, the way I noticed, the way I play that scene about how much trouble he was having, mm-hmm. it's what, 150 dead weight feels like 300 pounds.
Yeah. It's not as bad as you think.
Eh, fair enough. But then you have, the conversation, pre-party conversation, where he's explaining his first day, which was a completely useless and pointless scene, but a good deal to put in throw in a couple of jokes, and then you go to the party.
Yep,
I love.
Sucks to be you.
I love the party. I don't know why. I think this is why I like the movie. What's it called? The one with Jennifer Love Hewitt in it.
She's All That.
No. And Jennifer Love Hewitt in that one. That was Rachel Leigh Cook. No, the one with the guy that plays Carlisle on Twilight. But you didn't think I knew that one.
Oh, I don't know that one. And Jennifer Love Hewitt plays in a lot of stuff. You're not helping.
Yeah. Anyway.
Tell me more about this movie.
It's the one with where the whole thing is a teen party.
Oh, Can't Hardly Wait?
Can't Hardly Wait, that's right.
Okay, that makes more sense now.
That's why I like that one so much, is because it's all the party. I don't know why, but in the teen movies, I love the party scenes.
Yeah. I haven't actually seen that one. I need to.
Have you not? It is an awesome movie. It really is.
Yeah.
But it's funny. I mean, it's a teen movie, but it's got all the elements of an actual good movie.
Yeah.
And Seth Green's just hilarious. Moving on, the party. I love the fact that he falls off the roof during the makeout.
Oh yeah,
just before the makeout.
and somehow it helps.
Yeah, and somehow that's a good thing. But
yeah,
actually, it probably did, because I mean, if you really think about the point, he is obviously not nearly as experienced as he's trying to portray himself to be,
mm-hmm.
and would have screwed it up at some point.
Oh, probably, yeah.
And so that would have been the end of the movie. So that's, I mean, that was necessary to continue the movie.
Yeah.
And I love Tony Hawk.
Yeah.
At Indy 360.
Yeah.
Hello?
They got so much mileage out of just ragging on him. It wasn't funny.
They really did. How much do you think he got paid to make this appearance?
I have no idea.
More than I make in a year.
But, and then he makes his exit after talking to the twins, which crack The O'Connell twins were hilarious through this whole movie.
Oh, yeah.
And, but he makes his exit on the bike, which, that just seems like something I would do, too.
Yeah.
No, it seems like you something wouldn't have we crashed would do for it. You.
Oh, I would have crashed it. I guarantee you I would have crashed it.
Yeah, but it seems like something that you and I would do for him.
Yeah, it does.
How many times have we bailed him out of trouble again?
Uh-huh.
A few.
At least once, maybe twice. How many times have
I bailed out of trouble that I haven't gotten myself into? That's never happened.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then you have talking to Danielle at lunch. And then you have the cute, sweet Eliza Dushku. And by the way, she came a long ways from this to Dollhouse. I just want to say.
Yeah.
She did. Her acting came a long ways. And she was good then, but she was great by the time she was doing Dollhouse.
Oh, yeah.
And, but moving on beyond that, he talks to Danielle. And then we have the football game.
Oh, no, no, no. Wait. First we have the intervention. Or do we need to skip that?
I think I blocked it out.
Yeah, okay. I'm done with that one now. Can we just blow that scene off the film?
That pony, son?
Yeah, that was just... What?
It was.
Do you guys get the feeling that for everyone except for a handful of actors, you know, DJ Qualls, Elijah Dushku, Zooey Deschanel, and maybe three or four other of the teen actors, they simply gave the actors the script and said, here's your lines, have fun with this shit.
Yeah, I could see that.
I mean, it really.
My problem is, it's like, this joke specifically, but several of the jokes in this movie were just beaten to death.
Oh, yeah.
And this joke was the worst. I mean, the whole, they're not listening to him, and they don't really understand, the adults don't understand us, is the basic point of the joke, and I just got annoyed.
Oh, yeah.
Because
they were making fun of a teen movie trope, and it just went completely overboard.
Too far.
Yeah.
But then you have, like I said, the football game. And does anybody... I know y'all have seen the Buffy the Vampire Slayer movie.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Does anybody remember this cheer from that movie?
I don't vaguely. Remember it from
How
fuck that...
chicken.
Vaguely,
I don't remember
yeah.
it from that one, but I do remember it from Bring It On.
I don't remember it in Bring It On. Either way, Buffy obviously being the first movie... that has done this cheer, I found very ironic. Considering now it's Eliza Dushku doing it, who was essentially in the first draft of the post-season 7 Buffy, supposed to take over the show.
Yeah.
Obviously, that did not work out. And I thought Faith the Vampire Slayer would have been a great series. But, you know,
yeah.
Obviously, yeah. Things got to stop sometime.
Yeah, well, you know, and Showtime refused to pick up the show, so...
There you go. Also, speaking of things have to stop sometime, I just found out today, and this could be rumor, I haven't had time to completely verify this, but there are rumors flying around that next season will be the last Family Guy season.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, this last season did not do well at all. Hmm. And, anyway, I had to throw that out there because that's important to the team of debauchery and therefore important to the Buffy.
Important to you, anyway.
Family Guy. I did not watch much of the last season, I admit. Okay, so after, you know, you see the cheerleading, you see what everything happens, and I love the black guy that constantly gets hurt through the whole movie.
Oh, yeah.
Where he hits him in the head. That's
dude,
and
do you ever shut up?
Turns around and runs right into the steel beam. Knocks himself out.
Yeah.
But that's something Richard would do, I'm sorry to say.
Yeah.
I could see that. I could... Nah. But, okay, so anyway, moving on, then he becomes Patton, and I love the personas that he takes in these football games. I wish they would have concentrated more on that and came up with more of them.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because they're the war general personas, basically.
Uh-huh.
But could you imagine him as Washington and, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Or Spartacus.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been awesome. Yeah. But moving on, I love, did we quit when Pearl Harbor was bombed?
I thought that movie made money.
And the sad part is, This actually, as funny as it is, and as much of a joke as I think it was meant to be, is actually a detail of the modern teen.
Uh-huh.
Because that would have been their first thought. And it's really sad and pathetic.
Yeah.
And which is why people
funny.
Tell me that teenagers are our future, I get very scared.
Actually, the scariest thought is when you realize that your high school class is now running the world.
My high school class? Probably not.
Not yet.
I mean, not yet, close. No, but I'm talking about, in general, when you realize that. And actually, y'all's high school class is reaching the age, or has reached the age, of being able to run for president.
Just about. Not quite.
I thought it was 30.
35.
Is it 35? Okay.
Yeah.
So, definitely pushing.
And the scary part is, my high school class is all too lazy to take over the world.
Okay, so then, after the football scene, you have my favorite scene in the whole fucking movie.
Oh, God, yes. This made the movie worth
is
watching.
This, are you talking about where she's riding the bull?
No, this is the scene where they go shopping.
Well, I also like where she's in the bar.
Oh, yeah. That scene's worth it, too, but this one is even more so.
I used to date a girl who, on a regular basis, actually did wear a bandana as a t-shirt. Oh my God, it was beautiful.
And I've got to go with Eddie Griffin on this one.
I wish I could have gotten away with it.
What were you saying, Carl?
I said I've got to go with Eddie Griffin on this one. Sorry, guys, I've been in prison a long time.
Anyways. Okay, so after...
He's going to get hit later. Again.
Did you just say he's going to get hit later?
Hit.
Oh, okay.
Three-letter H word, not a four-letter.
I could have sworn that was what you said.
Apparently, Rod, you need to get head.
In the worst possible way. Anybody?
Oh, Cher.
Anyways.
I'm sure you've still got Richard's number.
I am so going to kick your ass.
Wow, you're getting hit from both of us tonight.
The difference is I really will kick his ass. Oh, what was it I heard the other day? I want to stomp a mud hole in your ass. I'm not kidding.
Better than getting stomping a mud hole in his ass and walking it dry, because I kind of need it later.
I've spent way too much time in Podunk USA lately. Anyways, then after that you have the record store. And all I have to say is Vanilla Ice in charge of the record store.
Scary. Yeah.
I never realized how big he was.
Yeah, I didn't either until I saw this movie.
Most of the people in this movie were relatively small anyway, but Vanilla Ice was a relatively large man, or is, I should say.
Yeah, and I completely forget exactly how they worded the joke that they made out of the fact that he was in the record store.
What do you mean?
But they made this whole you're trying to do something different now joke, and I can't remember exactly what it was.
He says, that's it, you're tossed. He says, easy, you're not a bouncer anymore, you've moved up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But who can toss her better than me?
Yeah.
Well, considering his size and how little she was, he's got a point.
All right, stop.
Nothing. Oh, please don't finish that.
Okay. Actually, I was reading this thing about a teacher who, when her class, when her second grade class became unruly, she had actually taught them, she would say, all right, stop, and they would say, collaborate and listen. And that would be how she would keep her class under control. It's awesome. Children of the 90s, I love them.
Ooh, I actually found something interesting in the trivia.
What's that?
You know how we were talking about the Patton spoof earlier?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the director's cut of this movie features a Braveheart spoof instead, which the director felt would lead to a better payoff at the end.
Nice.
And you wonder why I said Braveheart meets high school.
Yeah.
Anyway, so after the record store, you have Zooey Sings Punk, which was awesome, because I love Zooey Deschanel so much.
Yeah, and good Lord, have you looked at her acting pedigree? I knew she was, what's her name, Emily's younger sister, but I did not know about her parents.
Yeah. I knew that they were, cinematographer,
Yeah, he was the cinematographer for Passion of the Christ.
Oh, I did not know that. But I knew
her
mother, huge back.
Her mother was the star of Twin Peaks.
Yeah, I'm looking at that now. That's, yeah, that is a pedigree.
Yeah.
Veronica's Closet.
But that has nothing to do with the new guy.
Actually, it has everything to do with the new guy. The fact that she played such a bit part in this movie, I mean, it shows a lot about her, actually.
Yeah.
It's coming from that. She could have came into a starring role immediately.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, now we'll get back to the movie like Lisa wants. Is anybody there?
Yeah, we're here.
No, we ran away, Rod.
I was hearing crickets.
Left you recording by yourself.
That would be a dangerous, dangerous thing for you to do. Please don't ever do that for the sake of my mind.
No, I'm going to not do it for the sake of our audience.
There you go. Then you have the principal's office. Do you know? I'm sorry. I love this scene. Cracked me up. And it was incredibly overplayed. I mean, the scenery was completely eaten up by the time it was over.
Oh, yeah.
He pooped out. Up again, to be honest. That's disgusting. But I like the whole, you know what the penalty is and all that. That whole thing was great.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and then the principal goes into this long list of bill charges, and he gets down to the last one. On top of that, somebody urinated in so-and-so's roses, and the coach looks over and says, that was me.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I think if I remember right, it was Mrs. Campanelli.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't catch the name.
To another movie, but I'm not going to say too much more because I don't have any verification. Moving on, we have Changing Their World, where he goes through and actually changes the whole thing, the whole perspective mm-hmm. that these teens have, because without some kind of uplifting, you know, message, then the movie ain't worth a damn, as it mm-hmm. was in the first place.
Oh, yeah.
And once again, this is one of those movies that I'm thinking, okay, how much did it really take to throw this in? And if you'll go back and look at the director, I have his name written down here somewhere, Ed Dector. If you go back and look at his stats, he's a writer in several really good movies, but this is the only movie he ever directed. Ever. He hasn't done anything before or since.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it says a lot about the movie there. So after he changes their world to Whip It Baby, which was awesome. But anyway, you got Changing Their World, then you have Whip It Baby, which was awesome. I love the black kid whipping himself while he's singing. That kid was huge!
Yeah.
Then you have Roasting Marshmallows scene, which was another over-the-top Lyle Lovett scene that I hated, because this whole joke is beaten to death.
Yeah.
Now they've turned it into cornmeal.
Yeah.
Then they revived that.
They didn't beat the dead horse. They shot it 3 times, set it on fire, and then fucked it.
And if we're really lucky, they did it in that order.
And then you have Lisa's favorite scene, the bar scene.
Yes.
Oh, that's. I'm sorry, ladies, but if you have the ability to wear a handkerchief as a shirt, do it all.
Please do.
All the time. Don't ever do. Now, if you don't have the ability to wear a handkerchief as a shirt, do not try. This is not a tie 2 or 20 handkerchiefs together situation. We're not at Walmart, people.
I did try, but fortunately it was in the comfort of my own bedroom, and I realized very quickly I can't do it.
No, I'm talking about
the fact. And didn't try ever again.
I'm talking about the fact that you have these morbidly obese women. Lisa, I know you. You're not morbidly obese. Not anywhere near. You have these morbidly obese women. I'm talking 400-pound women who wear clothes designed for 90-pound women.
Uh-huh.
Right.
It's disgusting. And stop doing it. Seriously. We're tired of it. We don't think you're sexy. Hell, you don't think you're sexy.
No, the sad truth is that they really do.
I know.
Yeah, there are a few of them that think they are.
The sad truth of it is usually there's some skinny guy screwing them.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm not going into it.
Reason I can't wear the handkerchief as a shirt is because I'm too top-heavy.
I'm so...
It just doesn't work for me.
I'm so not going there. Carl, you want to take this one?
Nope.
Okay.
Moving on.
The fact of the matter that we're talking about your girlfriend's breast and you don't want to take it just makes me open up to all kinds of... Anyway, moving on. They killed Paco.
Yeah, I didn't get this.
There are several references throughout the movie of Paco.
Uh-huh.
And you have to pay close attention to all of them but this one. But apparently the Black Spiders is some kind of a weird gang that Luther kind of tricked him into joining, I think is a joke. Anyway.
Which wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. Because see, at the beginning when he gets in the thing, the guy jumps down and he looks at him and he says, "Where's Paco?" And he says, "I don't know how to answer that question." And now you have the, they killed Paco. It's just an ongoing joke that, it took me actually 2 or 3 times of watching this movie before I caught it.
Apparently.
Yeah. I still haven't caught it.
Yeah.
You will next time you watch it, I guarantee.
There's going to be a next time?
I like this movie.
For me, but Carl doesn't have to sit through it.
This is one of those movies that I do tend to watch about once a year. And, anyway, so you got the Las Aranjas Negras. I don't speak Spanish.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah, that was probably as close as any of us could get.
Okay. I'm sorry to you native Spanish speakers, but Movies in the Buff Latino will not be coming for a very long time. Uh-huh. So then you have the state finals against Rocky Creek.
Yeah, and he has a reason to hate that school.
That was completely, like, that's another one of those situations that it's like, this is way too coincidental. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was, yeah, you see this coming. And my big response to this is, you know, towards the middle of this movie, after the first football scene, they agreed to play the homecoming dance. When was the last time you scheduled your homecoming dance after the state finals?
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
I never thought about
it. I think to answer this, I'm going to have to go with one of your usual quotes. It's not that kind of movie, man.
I know.
Credits, that's Han Solo's quote.
Yeah.
Anyway. No, the part that really like blew my mind is, when's the last time I saw a mascot get a game ball?
Yeah.
What?
This is true, too.
Huh?
Yeah.
But I did like kind of like the Braveheart intro where they actually storm the field. That was pretty cool. That's something that I'd like to see a lot.
And his face is painted. And yeah, and I kept going, what is this, Braveheart or the new guy?
Yeah.
During that whole scene.
Well, okay, I like the idea of, you know, the high schoolers getting behind their team to do something like that. You know, all the fans storm the field. It's a very huge psych out, and it's something that I wish I saw a lot more of these days, but they've got so many rules on them now that it's impossible.
Yeah, but, I agree.
I mean, used to you could burn the effigy of the mascot of the opposing team and stuff. You can't do that stuff anymore. But anyway.
Not without getting in trouble, anyway.
I just realized something, and I need to take a step back out of the timeline of the movie here.
Uh-huh. Of course
you guys,
he does.
You guys noticed all of the EverQuest references running throughout this, right? Which makes sense. Because
I've heard them, but I don't play EverQuest.
Okay, well, EverQuest was the precursor to World of Warcraft.
I heard that as well.
Essentially. I mean, it makes sense for the time and place of this movie because it's, you know, the early 2000s before World of Warcraft came out, while EverQuest was at the height of its popularity. I did not realize, however, that the new guy and EverQuest were developed by the same company.
Hmm. Seriously?
I didn't know that either.
I have no clue. It just says it's in the trivia goofs.
Well, that would explain how many references there were to EverQuest.
Who does EverQuest?
I don't remember.
Not Blizzard.
No, it's not Blizzard. I'm wanting to say it was EA, but
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I know one of the games.
Sony.
Is it Sony?
Yeah, it's the same people that do DCU. It's Sony Online Entertainment.
Huh. Wow.
Because I knew that it couldn't have been EA because they do more simulation.
Yeah, and they're
EA is known for their sports games.
Yeah, but Star Wars, if I remember correctly, was their first MMO.
Hmm. Fair enough. Okay. I think I'm losing you.
We love.
We heard your MMO and then it dropped. I was informing you.
There we go.
It was me.
Yeah, we know. Okay. You got my whole sentence though, right?
I got your whole sentence.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, okay, fair enough. EA does that. Where were we going?
We were back in, I think we're at the party.
We were doing the last football.
Oh yeah, then after the football game, you had the showdown with Barkley, which was hilarious, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that they actually did give him the atomic wedgie was just icing on the cake at that point.
Oh yeah.
But, and who played Barkley? Was it anybody famous that I know? I kept thinking it was that guy from, True Blood.
Barkley, I'm looking.
I know. I'm like way down there too, looking for him. I kept thinking he was the guy that played Eggs in True Blood. There he is, Amir Baraka.
What else did he play in? Because he looks familiar to me.
He looks very different. Actually, I don't think he's been in anything you've seen. He's been in a movie called Just My Luck with Lindsay Lohan and Chris Pine.
Hmm.
Which, I mean, putting those two in a movie together sounds like a recipe for a bad thing.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anything to watch.
Lindsay Lohan is apparently doing better. But that's not a part of this movie.
She's still not a good actress.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Nothing that we've ever seen.
No. So anyway, after the showdown with Barkley, you have where the bullies make a deal.
Before we do that, I've got to say that in this scene, I loved the short guy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go rodeo on your ass.
And, you know, for such a cool guy, he's only been in two movies, of which this is one. Well, he was in one other movie, and that's it.
And think about it. I mean, as great as midget actors are, and I really wish I could see more of them, really, they are doomed to a career of being a novelty.
Wow.
What?
Wow, such an unintentional short joke there. Oh, I'm just going to stand in awe of that pun.
I missed it, I guess.
You said it.
I know. Yeah, you're going to have to back it up and you're going to have to listen to that.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm trying to think of what I said. But but in all seriousness, though, they are. They're doomed to careers of novelty.
Yeah.
And it's sad but true. And that's just the way the world works. I mean, I'm not trying to be an ass or anything, but sorry. At least they became actors. I can't do it.
Neither can I.
That's why I settled on critiquing films.
His other movie, for the record, is called Made for Each Other, and he is credited as Tiny Kiss Guitarist, which just makes me want to see that.
Me too, actually. Awesome.
Son of actor-singer Michael Lee Goggin.
He's a singer? I could see that.
Okay, and then you've got the two bullies getting together.
Yeah, then you got the bullies make deal.
Which, that just seems like a bad idea all the way around.
It is definitely a recipe for badness, and that was the general point. I do, you know, you go to the dance and you have them playing and nobody cares until something goes wrong. And although I did like the Tommy Lee scene.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, I don't remember.
What kind of idiot would believe this?
And then Tommy Lee comes in.
Yeah, that makes sense. What kind of idiot sleeps with Pamela Anderson?
And then Tommy Lee came in.
And then came Tommy Lee. Oh, Carl, that was great. I would get you, but
star reviews from Tommy Lee.
Anyway, my favorite quote regarding Tommy Lee, by the way, came from Sharon Osbourne. I hear he's an excellent cook, but I'd be afraid he'd start storing things with his willy.
She actually said that?
She actually said that. But anyway, moving on. Bullies make a deal. Oh, right. They combine the two people, Gil and Dizzy. And What amazes me is how fast the sheeple turn.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
You didn't know this? They're sheeple. They turn that fast.
No, I realize that. And anybody with even the most rudimentary knowledge of sociology will tell you that all that people need is to be pushed in one direction as a crowd. Mm-hmm. And they'll go.
Shoot, anybody who's ever been in a restaurant business knows this.
Mm-hmm. All you have to do is have a tiny nudge for a whole crowd. But at the same time, it seemed a little offsetting in this movie. You know what I mean? Like, it seems like they would need at least a little more. It kind of seemed goofy. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Goofy is an off balance.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. It's just a feeling I got from the scene. It just didn't fit. But,
yeah. They were trying to give the tried and true teen movie climax and finale to this movie.
Okay. I could kind of see that, but at the same time, they, you know.
Yeah.
They failed miserably because in the teen movie, the underdog wins in the end, where in this one, I mean, really think about where this goes. He got the girl.
He did.
Yeah, he got the girl and he did the whole, well, I changed one life thing, and I'm, for the record, making a masturbatory hand motion right now. But at the same time, you have to think about, this guy has to finish out his senior year of high school being hated by everyone in pretty much a tri-county area.
No, he actually pulled it off. That's the point of them, you know, doing what they did to the two bullies.
Oh, yeah, I guess I could kind of see that.
Yeah, I mean, this was actually a victorious ending.
Okay, fair enough. After the guards got involved, maybe. But
no, it was the guards getting involved, telling them to listen to him. And then they...
Well, even after he talked, everybody still hated him. Until they put the guys in the rubber tits. Which, by the way, I really want a pair of those. And, you know, Father's Day is this week, so...
Well, they didn't actually put them in the rubber tits. However, the tuba player brings out a roll of duct tape.
I love that one, too.
Anybody got any? I don't even remember what he asked for, but
staples.
The tuba player.
Staples.
Player comes out with duct tape. I'm like, oh, now that's cool.
Yeah. But anyway, moving on. And then you have... you know, everybody hooking up, including Zooey Deschanel and the Asian guy, which was kind of cool. You know, I like the way she did that, where she's, you know, appreciating him, quote-unquote, and then she turns around and starts making out vigorously with the other guy.
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome. And you find out about Dan the Man.
Yeah.
Which I just can't imagine that, you know, phrase being used in reference to Eliza Dushku, but whatever.
Yeah, I can't either. You know, we're all kids at some point.
And then we have probably my favorite part of this entire movie. It flips the camera to reveal the Hasselhoff.
Yeah.
I loved it. I loved it.
Yep.
David Hasselhoff cracks me up in everything he's ever been in. And most of it's serious.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, and then probably my favorite ending to any movie ever. Ending with the bloopers.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I hate the overly descriptive beginnings,
uh-huh.
Love ending with the bloopers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's.
Can we start that over again? They couldn't understand what the fuck I said.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing, I mean, it's... How do I put this? I think that every comedy movie should end like this. You know, not necessarily every movie, but every comedy should end like this. With
bloopers. Oh, yeah, and most do.
Most of them do, yeah.
And there's one actor who puts bloopers at the end of his movies, too. Jackie Chan.
Yep. And that's that cracks me up. And a lot of your DVDs will have blooper reels. But I just...
They don't show those on Netflix, folks.
Yeah. And then... watching this very last scene where he rides off in the sunset... I kept thinking, you know, the joke is just going to... And I don't know why, but every time I watch this, I do this. I think the joke's just going to be him riding off into the sunset. And I'm actually kind of wanting her to fall off the horse.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally she does.
She does.
But I never expect it. No matter how many times I've seen this movie, I never expect it. I
never expect it where it happens. I always expect it before that.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's like she gets on there and I'm expecting her to fall off immediately or something.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is our roundtable. So, moving into buff quotes. Carl, do you want to start us out?
Yep. Okay. Animals are kinder. They don't boo something while they're killing it.
I'm so glad. I almost picked that one. Anyway, Lisa?
Well, guys, I picked the one that I told you I was going to pick. From bitch to bull, baby.
And it's my turn. Let me hear you shout amen if a member of the opposite sex has ever told you you were not her type. Let me hear you shout amen if you've ever had duct tape ripped off your naked buttocks. Let me hear you shout amen if you've ever had your manhood right angled in front of the entire congregation. Let me hear you shout amen on high.
An idiot.
The other one I picked, just in case somebody picked that one, was, I think the question is, how would Gil get this girl to make her say, "Who's your daddy?" while respecting her as a woman?
My other favorite quote. I already
seems did. Like something I would have done.
Yeah.
What's that, Lisa?
My other favorite quote I've already used.
Fair enough.
Who's the bitch now?
I am. I'm the bitch. Okay, best buffed, Lisa.
I am going to have to give it the Varsity Blues one-liner.
Ooh. Are you sure?
Yes, it had some really good one-liners. For example,
go ahead.
And she's telling him that he ought to have a girlfriend who will back him. Find one.
Yeah. It's got some good ones in it. I don't know that it's necessarily got enough, but I'll respect Lisa's decision on that one.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
And best soundtrack.
I did like the soundtrack. In fact, I actually, while watching this movie, logged into my Spotify so I could add Girl All the Bad Guys Want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I actually sang Click Click Boom with them.
Yep, I've got that one already on Spotify.
Yeah.
And I've got to go with, in the movies that we've seen so far, the ones they do here are the best. Wedgies.
And for the record, any listener, and that was really great too, by the way, Lise. But mm-hmm. For the record, any listeners who happen to be listening, all of our contact information is actually on the website, inthebufffilms.wordpress.com, for each host, and our Spotify playlists are completely open. If anybody would like them, just feel free to request them.
Yep.
And okay, Carl, best buff.
That was all I had.
Yeah. This movie wins the "Hey, I Know That Guy" Musician Edition Award.
Yeah, we've got to give it that one.
Okay.
Oh, that was the only one I had for it, but that it definitely won that one.
Well, this movie to me had some really weird awards that I don't think I'll ever award again, to be honest. Well, one of them I might. But I gave it the Best Ride to School Award. For the record, I'm not talking about Lyle Lovett's nerd van.
Are you talking about the chick with the car that had the bad alarm?
No, no. I was talking about the jail van.
Yeah.
Ah. Yes, that would be the best ride.
Prisoner transport vehicle.
Do you have? I have one more when you get done. I forgot.
Okay. I'm also giving this movie the Eliza Dushku Bikini Body Award. Because so far, she has the best body for a bikini in any movie ever.
That's similar to the one I was going to give it, actually. I was going to give it the Bikinis That Would Look Much Better on My Floor Award.
Okay, fair enough. I'm going to stick with Bikini Body Award because I may actually end up giving this to someone else, but this is the best bikini body we've come across so far.
Yeah.
Movies in the buff. All right, so moving on to Were You Playing With Your Willy, the segment in which we ask each other questions to decide who was watching the movie and who was playing with their willy. Just for the record, I absolutely was playing with my willy in every Eliza Dushku scene, and a couple with the blonde chick, actually, too.
Mm-hmm. That has got to be the sluttiest girl.
Lisa, you want to start us off?
Okay, when they were inviting Gil to the party, he throws the paper over his shoulder. He walks away, looks back. What does he mouth when he looks back toward the camera?
Wait. Say that again.
He wads up the invitation for the party, throws it over his shoulder, it catches fire and starts
fuck.
He says, oh shit.
Carl's right.
Okay. I was torn between oh shit or fuck. But, okay. What else you got?
Where do we see the choir?
In the mall.
I was going to say the food
right.
court.
No, it's in the mall.
We see them twice.
Oh, at the dance.
In the mall and at the dance.
Oh.
That's true.
I didn't realize we saw them twice.
I think Carl and I have to split that one.
Yeah.
Do we call it half a point or we just both get one?
Just both go with one.
Okay, well, you're up by one then.
Okay.
And it's your turn to ask questions.
All right. And for a question where we know Rod was playing with his Willy, what color was Danielle's first swimsuit?
Purple.
Oh, hell!
Oh, no, wait. No, it was green. I don't remember.
I'm going with red.
Wow. Y'all are both wrong.
Okay.
It was black.
If you say so, I really wasn't paying attention to the swimsuit.
I was. I was paying extreme attention to her abs.
Yeah, it was the black, the one with the, no, it was the black strapless, and I think it had like stars on it or something.
I wasn't watching the swimsuit, I was watching how much skin I could see between it.
Yeah. And,
exactly.
And yet another Danielle question. How many siblings does Danielle have?
Two? No, one. Her younger sister.
One sister.
You guys are going with the same answer?
Okay.
I didn't say younger sister. I said sister.
Yes.
I just asked how many, and you were both going to say one.
Yes.
Two.
I was right the first time.
She specifically mentions that Estelle doesn't want her to end up like her mother, working the day shift trying to raise three kids.
That's right.
You're right.
Remember that? I could remember that, but I couldn't remember how many she had said.
Yep.
Anyway, okay. So,
I remember it now.
I guess Carl's still up because none of us got it right. So.
Lisa's got to clean up to tie.
Yeah. Okay. Which ones do I want to ask? I wrote down like five.
Okay.
What song was playing when they first get into the record store?
I have no idea.
Lisa, you want to take a shot?
I'm going to go with my favorite song. Click, click, boom.
So fresh and so clean. Okay. I don't know which one of these I want to ask.
Close your eyes and point.
What football district was Highland and Rocky Creek in?
5A.
Oh, Carl got it.
Good, because I didn't have it.
Okay, I'm just going to throw this one out there to see if y'all will get it. What was the make and model number of the quote-unquote vintage flat track racer?
What the hell is a vintage flat track racer?
The motorcycle.
The motorcycle, and I don't remember.
That's the one I should
have. It was a Harley Davidson.
It was a Harley Davidson 883.
Yeah, but I don't remember the year model.
And it was, I meant model number, sorry.
Oh, okay.
But it wasn't for points.
Yeah.
Okay, so audience questions, where we decide if our audience was watching a movie or playing with their Willy. Just for the record, any of you that are female and attractive are more than welcome to come play with my Willy for next week's movie. What is next week's movie? I never even looked it up. That's how dedicated I am. The Babysitters. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I could definitely use somebody to come play with my Willy for next week's movie, just for the record.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, Lisa, do you want to ask a question? Or wait, Carl won, didn't he?
Yep.
Yes, he did.
So Carl gets to ask his question first.
Okay. In regards to Dizzy's spider tattoo, where did they get the ink to make it?
Oh, I know that one, actually.
Mm-hmm. That's why it's an audience question.
I know.
Actually, I was a little confused by that one, but we can discuss that later.
Okay. Lisa, you want to ask?
Yes. Okay. While the principal's in taking his dump, Dizzy films it. At the end of Dizzy filming it, what does Dizzy say?
I almost answered that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, please don't.
Okay. I am actually going to ask two, because one is a little difficult, and I want to see if we can get any answers. In the kitty dancing scene at the beginning of the movie, what was the picture on the stairwell above the lamp? The other one that I want to ask is, what did the sign say in front of the parking spot that Tina Osgood's car was parked in when the alarm went off?
Ooh. Actually, don't know the answer to either of those.
Really?
Neither do I.
The second one. And for the record, those of you who are listening to this, you can answer any or all of the questions. You will receive a personal email from the team of debauchery. Also, we'll receive credit and recognition on the air. And given the proper recording devices, Skype and a microphone, you will receive an on-air call. So make sure you get those answers in. You can do shout-outs, you can talk to us, you can ask questions, you can give your opinion about the movie that we happen to be reviewing. So make sure you give us those calls, or those emails. And mental debuff time. Carl, would you like to start us off?
Do I have to say about this movie? Less bad jokes, more naked Elijah Dushku.
Nice. Is that all?
Yep.
Your mental debuffs have been very short lately.
Yeah, I know.
Well, we got the babysitters coming up next time, so maybe you can...
I get most of my mental debuff out in my intro.
That makes sense. Lisa, would you like to mental debuff?
Okay, I'm going to go with half of Carl's on this one. Yes, we definitely need some more naked Elijah Dushku.
No one would disagree with Elijah Dushku.
Yeah. However, this movie was really good. Unlike when I chose Crybaby, I actually still want to see it again.
There you go. Okay. Does anybody know what time it is?
It's time for Rod's Rants.
It's time for Rod's Rants. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to let me try again. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to director Ed Dekter's Peter Pan Complex. Just for the record, it is my personal opinion that this movie was conceived and enacted on the basis of a viable plan to get Eliza Dushku to model a bikini. Either way, we have bikes, teens, hawks, patents, Wallace's midgets, sluts, funk, ice parties, EverQuest cheerleaders, horses, prisons, Rollins, Hasselhoff, Lovett, and most importantly, Dushku in a bikini. Damn, I think I just made myself a little hard. This movie was another teen movie with another teen trope in another teen setting, and yet I laughed, I cried, I masturbated vigorously. And in case you haven't seen this movie, or you're completely mentally incapable of understanding the basic human instincts, or just haven't been listening to nights and like playing movies in the buff in the background while you screw your overweight, yet marginally attractive best friend's girlfriend, the whole point of this Rod's Rants is Eliza Dushku in a bikini. Damn it, I am horny now.
Not bad.
Okay. I threw that together in like 2 minutes.
Yeah, you didn't do bad on that.
Anyway. So, and that is the new guy in the buff. Let me get our next week's movie up so I can actually figure out what it's about.
Apparently it's The Babysitters.
Yep. Babysitters. A teen girl sets up... Okay, so next week we have The Babysitters. A teen girl sets up a prostitution ring made up of school chums who she matches up with bored married men all under the guise of babysitting. Stars John Leguizamo is the only name I actually recognize. This is an independent movie, which we tend to actually do really well with independent movies lately, or throughout our show. So...
It happens.
Any comments? No. Honestly,
I've not seen it. I just threw it in there because it looked like it was going to be entertaining.
The tagline on this is a female inversion of Risky Business.
Yeah.
So, could be interesting. The weird part about this is every time I read this description, ever since you put it on the list, every time I read this, I get the image in my head of CGC.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, CGC is a book. It's in the erotica genre called Call Girl Cheerleaders. It's actually an excellent story, and if you haven't read it, I suggest you do. Carl, do you have the author's name?
Richard Bissell.
Richard Bissell. Excellent
is
story.
Is that with the Kitten Ranch?
Yeah, it is. It is erotica. There are some very descriptive sex scenes in it, but at the same time, it's an excellent story about love in a very odd circumstance. So if you haven't read it, be sure you read that. And that would be our show, ladies and gentlemen. So I am going to say good night and keep watching those movies in the buff. It's just better that way. Night, folks.
Night.
Good night.
Hello, Buffers. It's your favorite host. I'm taking a second to let you know you can find us on Facebook and Google+, and have some absolutely naughty conversations with your other Buffers. And as always, if you need to talk or flirt with our team of debauchery, you can email us at inthebufffilms@gmail.com. That's 3 F's. Trust me, we love to talk to our fans, especially the good-looking ones. Movies in the Buff was recorded with Creative Commons, Attribution Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 U.S. License.